Thank you so much, Joe and all the team, Brian and Bruce and Suzanne. And welcome everyone joining us from around BC and further afield. It's a great honor to be in the position of offering some guidance today. So we have this day of practice before us, and I think it's quite remarkable that we choose to spend a day like this, because there are so many other ways to spend our time, other ways to distract ourselves or take care of our projects. But to spend a day supported by others in deepening our understanding, in growing our wisdom so that we can live in a more compassionate, embodied expression of who we want to be. I think that's quite noble, and I bow to you. I'm really delighted that you'd be willing to do this, especially in this somewhat unusual form, though many of you have no doubt had some previous experience with the Zoom retreat. I'm just trying to get used to the idea that I'm talking to myself. Let's see if I can just hide my self view. Nope, doesn't seem to be a way. Okay.
You can switch to gallery view.
That's fine. Thank you. So, the topic that I wanted to reflect on today with you is wise attention. And I'll be speaking about wise attention in different ways throughout the day. And really, I think that we come to a practice of mindfulness. Do you hear some noises in the background? I'm just going to get some earbuds so that you won't hear those sounds. Conditions are not always quite as ideal as one would hope. So, just a few words about our practice today. We come, each of us, from our own experience, especially in this last year, of really meeting uncertainty, the unpredictability of life. And I think it's through this experience that we really become more aware of the universality of dukkha, this Pali word that translates as stress or suffering, dis-ease. So meeting dukkha is actually a means by which we open to the fact that this is a shared experience. By virtue of coming into this human body, in this human realm, we will encounter the truth of dukkha, the truth of change, of uncertainty, that there is no stability that we can count on. And it is our good fortune to have encountered these teachings, which encourage us to uncover our own potential to live wisely, to live well, and to free ourselves from lifetimes of habits of seeking what is pleasant, avoiding what is unpleasant, and somehow creating a sense of self that we identify with, which only leads to more and more of this dukkha of attachment. So let's begin our sitting period, our first sitting period, by just becoming comfortable where we are. And acknowledging that whether we're on Vancouver Island or Pender Island or Souk or Machozen or Greenwood or Courtney or Rochester, wherever we are, the lands on which we have our homes and go to work were once inhabited and still are in many places by Indigenous peoples. So this can be a profound opening to the truth of dukkha, is to recognize that these territories in some places are almost unrecognizable from how they would have been before contact. So we acknowledge and we honor the Indigenous peoples. And we open to the truth of the suffering of all beings. So let us begin our day with a clear intention. May my practice truly be of benefit to all beings. As we settle in, remaining attentive to the entire experience of the body, whatever sitting posture you find yourself. So there may be habitual places of holding tension. Is it possible to shine the warm light of awareness on those familiar places of constriction and simply relax? Soften, release. This warm light of awareness is compassionate. Receptive, open, and interested. finding some ease in our sitting posture, establishing our intention to practice for the benefit of all beings. We begin to steady, stabilize the attention on the movement of the breath, on changing sensations, or simply on this global awareness of the body sitting. Our goal in practice is not to achieve some state of calm. This may result, but really our aim is to understand, to grow wisdom. And we do this by remaining attentive, remembering to recognize whatever is happening in this present moment. Continuity of mindfulness can either return again and again to one particular object, the rising and falling or in and out of the breath. Tracking the subtlety of in-breath, the warmth of the out-breath, feeling the expansion and contraction of the breath at the belly. But continuity of mindfulness can also move between changing objects. A sound, a sensation, even a passing thought, emotion. In this way, we allow phenomena to present themselves to our awareness. From moment to moment, mindful awareness takes note of changing sensations, the arising and passing away of myriad phenomena. In this way, we open to the insubstantial nature of every occurrence arising due to conditions enduring for a certain duration, dissolving and disappearing. And if the mind is sleepy or sluggish, we can brighten and gladden the heart by reflecting on our good fortune. We have been blessed with sufficient good health to practice today. We've managed to establish supportive conditions to allow us to practice. We live in places of relative safety and stability. And we have the good fortune of having encountered these teachings. And perhaps most importantly, we've uncovered our own commitment, and we are honoring our commitment to learn to grow in wisdom, to contribute to our own well-being, bringing wise attention to the wholesome mental state of gratitude. Helps that wholesome state to grow. what is present in the foreground of your awareness. In one moment, and then in the next, shifting, transforming, appearing, dissolving, how can we attach to any experience and call it me or mine? When everything is in a constant process of dynamic and ceaseless change, by opening to this cascade of changing phenomena, by witnessing, observing, allowing this process of change to unfold, unspool in the mind, we are establishing the conditions for the path factor of wise understanding, right view, noticing, appreciating any wholesome mental qualities that are present. Calm, peacefulness, tranquility, gratitude. What does calm feel like? Notice that this is not quite the same as attaching to some experience of calm or quiet. Instead of it being my calm, my quiet, it is simply a state of mind arising due to conditions, one to be appreciated. To remain attentive to. Whatever arises in our experience can be known. Known in awareness. Allowed to pass like a cloud through the sky. Arising due to conditions, changing as conditions change. in this day of practice, we can allow continuity of mindfulness to come with us through changing postures, through tea or meal preparation, even if we move at a natural speed, we can still accompany our movements with this attitude of interest when walking, know that we are walking. When standing, know we are standing. When moving, know we are moving. Reaching, turning, placing. Silence is a supportive condition to continuity of practice. If possible, maintaining silence . Noticing if there's any resistance, any feeling of rebellion and wanting to turn on the radio, turn up the music. This day of practice is a rare gift, where we can train in wise attention, can honor whatever motivation, whatever intention brought us to commit ourselves to a day of growing wisdom, learning compassion, and caring for ourselves in an uncertain world. Can treasure this precious gift and feel the support of everyone sitting with us in this virtual space. This quote is from Sayadaw Utejaniya. If we are practicing correctly, then life will always be new and interesting because we are always seeing more. We are observing nature happening in the deepest possible way. This is nature experiencing nature. If we are practicing correctly, then life will always be new and interesting because we are always seeing more. We are observing nature happening in the deepest possible way. This is nature experiencing nature. So when you hear the sound of the bell, allow yourself to move, stretch, stand, while maintaining this attitude of interest and awareness. We will return again for the sitting at 10:30. And in the intervening time, you may want to have a mindful cup of tea, do some stretching, or find a walking path and walk quietly back and forth, observing, attending, and maintaining this attitude of warmth and interest, nature, observing nature.